Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz on a Monday, June 6th. This is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen, along with my co-host Mike Reynolds. Mike, how are you? Mike? Okay, have I lost everyone? Chuck, Harvey, are you still there?
I'm still here. Chuck is here.
Harvey's still here.
Okay. All right. Mike, are you there? Okay, he's on the phone, but I guess he can't hear me. So call back in, Mike, and I'll get you back on. All right. Let me welcome to the chat room Lori, Muse, all of the guests. Welcome. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Harvey Mason, Chuck Globe's name. That will bring you right into the chat room. You can also call in and speak with them on 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Tonight, we welcome back Harvey Mason and Chuck Globe of 4Play. Their new CD is called Let's Touch the Sky, and they have formed a new group called Deep Inner Groove, a.k.a. Dig. Harvey and Chuck, welcome back to Talking Smooth Jazz.
It's great to be back. Thanks for having us.
Now, Chuck tells us that he is on the road, he's driving. So if we lose you, we'll understand why, because you probably hit a dead area somewhere. So just, you know, call back in.
Will do, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, now, Chuck, first I want to start with you because the last time we talked with you was about a year or so ago when you first joined 4Play. So I want to know, it's been a year now, so how has it been?
Well, you know, I have to deal with Harvey. But aside from that, I mean, great. No, it's just been a fantastic experience. I've had a great time. It's been a pretty amazing year, too, because, you know, we've been, I think we've been around the world a couple of times, right, Harvey?
Oh, yeah,
been over. And there's a couple of, you know, just playing with these guys every night is a thrill, making the CD, the reaction to the CD, and then, of course, last December we had our debut for the first time of ever playing 4Play music with an orchestra, and that was a thrilling experience. So it's all good.
Oh, good. Well, again, congratulations on joining the group. And the CD, Touch the Sky, is your guys' CD together. How was that experience performing with them?
Well, it was the first time around in the studio, and it was a very interesting thing to observe because to take part in and also observe because the band it truly is a democratic band, you know, and so when decisions are made and music is created in the studio, everybody's voice is heard, the majority rules, and in the end I think what happens is the process creates the best possible outcome musically because you know, the proof, as they say, is in the listening, and you know, I think the title says it all, you know, Let's Touch the Sky. We're reaching for heights, and, you know, I feel very confident saying that we reached it.
I agree. So, Harvey, tell us about this new group, Deep Inner Groove.
Deep Inner Groove came together when we found that with 4Play, we had about a month off. As Nathan, begged out for a month to travel with Toto, and we were left with some time on our hands, and being beboppers that we are, Chuck really wanted to go play some bebop and play with an organ group, and he said, Mace, let's go to Europe and play some organ grooves and just have a ball. And I jumped on that immediately because, you know, Chuck is a bebopper at heart, and we both are. And he came up with the names. He knows Till Bronner and Eric Marienthal, and we found a great organist, and that was the beginning of it. Now we're booked. We leave on the 7th of July, and we'll be over there for 2.5 weeks or so, touring Europe, anywhere from all over the place. So I'm really looking forward to it. And in the meantime, we recorded a new Chuck Lopez CD, which features the organ player myself, an organ trio, and it's sort of the root or the base of Dig, because the organist Pat Bianchi and myself and Chuck play together, and that's the basis of the band. And then on a couple of tracks on his record, he's included Till Bronner and Eric Marienthal, so that's actually the band that's traveling. So I'm really looking forward to it. The CD is great. Carmen, his wife, sings on it. She's wonderful, and his daughter, Lizzie, sings on it. And it's a marvelous record, so I'm really proud of it and looking forward to going to Europe and performing a lot of that music with these great musicians.
All right. Well, that is definitely, that will be a great group. Harvey Mason, Chuck Loeb, Eric Marienthal, and Till Bronner, and Pat Biachi are
absolutely
the new group called Deep Inner Groove. How cool is that?
Very cool name.
That is wonderful. Yeah, that is great. Oh, he did? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, I am having an issue with my switchboard in that it has froze on me, and I cannot get access to the music. So I think what's going to happen is I'm going to lose you guys if I got an error message saying that the operation has timed out, and if I click OK on this error message, I think I'm going to lose you.
Okay.
And I think that's why I can't hear Mike as well.
Okay.
Would
so,
you like us to call back in? Do you want us to call back
I'm
in?
Gonna, yes, please. I'm going to take a chance and hit this and hit click OK on this error message and see what happens. But yes, if you would call back in, that would be great. So let me. That would be great. Thank you.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. Oh wait. Hold on. Let me see. Maybe it'll work now. Hold on. Okay. I still can't get Mike on.
We're still here.
Oh, this is the thing about, you know, technology. Okay, all right, I'm good to go now.
We're good to go.
Good to go. All right, we are good
oh,
to go.
Good.
So
good.
Let's talk about Let's Touch the Sky CD, because I want to play some music from that. Tell us who's on this CD working with you guys.
Well, as normal, the band Foreplay is there, but we've added a couple of guests on two tracks. We've included Anita Baker on a song called You're My Thrill, and it was a song that she actually wanted to record. She sort of followed the band around, and she knows we have relationships. Nathan's recorded on every one of her CDs, so she was really fun and hung out with us. And I asked us actually to play on her CD, and this is the song that she wanted to record, but it turned out so good that we just had to have it on our CD. And that was fun to do. And then we had one other track. Normally we will have a cover song. And we came up with this song, TKO. Nathan was jamming with Ruben on the song, and thought it would be a perfect song for us. And we approached Ruben. He was into it, and there you go. And the track was created. So those are the two guests on the CD. And I think it just rounds out the CD and just puts it in another vein, but it's still Foreplay.
Now, I understand that, Harvey, your daughter is doing the background vocals on this song.
Yeah, she's singing a lot of background records. Yeah, she's singing backgrounds on it, along with Nathan. And yeah, she's a wonderful singer.
Great, just wonderful.
Well, yeah, all right. Well, let's take a listen to Love, TKO, from Foreplay's Let's Touch the Sky CD.
Sounds like a good idea.
Oh, baby, yeah.
KO featuring Ruben Studdard on vocals. That is from 4Play's new CD, Let's Touch the Sky. Chuck, I read on your website, on your blog, you were talking about traveling overseas and playing overseas and how surprised you were about how much the young people accepted the music and was enjoying the music. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, we did a trip to the Philippines into Korea and Indonesia, and especially in Korea, I would say the average age of the audience member was, I don't know, 21, 22 years old. They knew all the music and they were super into it. It had the feeling almost of a kind of a pop rock concert or something. And there was a lot of them. We played a really big venue and played on a TV show, and it just knocked me out because you see that, you know, here are younger people that are really into jazz and into what we're doing. And as Nathan pointed out, these are folks that, you know, 4Play's been around for 20 years. We're hoping to go another 20. And we'll have these fans for the whole time. And it's very encouraging and really exciting. Same thing when in Indonesia and the Philippines as well. A lot of enthusiasm.
All right, good. Well, we have a phone call. Let me take this call. Area code 301-602. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Well, how y'all doing this evening?
Great.
Hi, how are you? What's your name?
My name is Joel.
Hi, Joel. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Hey, thank you very much. I just wanted to say to Harvey and Chuck, you two guys, along with the other two gentlemen in foreplay, are probably four of the most classiest gentlemen I've ever seen in my life. I happened to hear you play in Annapolis, as Ram said.
Oh, yeah.
And I have gone out, and I know and found out that you're going to be back in my area August 19th, and I'm probably your biggest fan promoter. I'm telling everybody from my pharmacist on down, and we can all see you outdoors on that night at the Carter Byrne. I just wanted, I was calling just to say thank you for being pros. You know, you guys, I mean, your history, you know, is separate musicians is great, but together you are truly God's gift as a group. And I thank you for the entertainment that you give us. I really, really want to go on record to say that.
Well, that's very touching, and seriously, from the bottom of my heart and our hearts, we thank you for following us and giving us a chance to make this music happen. That's very inspiring to hear.
And well, Mr. Harvey, and I say that I wholeheartedly agree with Chuck, and thank you so much for calling and expressing that, and we never hear it enough. And we endeavor to just continue to try and make great music from the heart, and we're so appreciative that people really can feel it and get something out of it. And we look forward to seeing you next time we're there. Make sure you
get yourself. I'm looking forward to that show, man. That's going to be a nice one.
Great, buddy.
Yeah, August 19th. We're there, brother. We're
all right.
Trying to get things in a row. I may sleep there overnight just to get there in time for y'all.
Well, make sure I show up. I get to meet you.
You know you will. Thank you,
all right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Joel.
Bye.
Thank you. Good night. Oh, that's great.
That's
great.
Fine.
Okay, so now solo CDs. Chuck, Harvey, any solo CDs coming up?
Well, I'll jump in. You know, Harvey spoke so kindly about the new CD that he, you know, played on for me recently. That just wrapped up this last week. And it's mixed and mastered. It's a new CD of mine called Plain and Simple. And it's a little bit of a preview of what we're going to do this summer with the band that we discussed before, Deep Inner Groove. And I'm just really super thrilled with it. It's a little bit of a departure. It harkens back to some of my favorite music ever, which is the organ bands of the 1960s and 70s, you know, with great Jimmy Smith and of course the guitar players involved with that, George Benson, Wes Montgomery, Pat Martino, those guys. And I just have to say this, that when we went in to record the music, Pat Bianchi, who we just really met right before this project, he and Harvey were sitting around, and now I have to say that Harvey played in a lot of those bands, and they started playing some of those and singing some of the tunes from those records, and Harvey sang along as Pat played not only the melodies, but some of the solos from those great records. So he's deeply into this music, and I'm super proud of it. The record, again, is called Plain and Simple, and it'll be out in July.
Now, is your daughter on the CD?
Yes, she is. Lindsay sings on Skylark, and Carmen, my wife, sings on a song called E Comece Que, which is a beautiful Brazilian song, and so there's a, you know, there's a lot of different kind of styles. It's all soulful and deep grooves.
Okay, Plain and Simple.
I've been a huge
CD
fan of Lizzie, his daughter. She's has an amazing and very unique voice, and I'm hoping that someone really picks up on her. I'm pushing like crazy. She's very, very amazing. And then I became a fan of Carmen as well, because Carmen has a very sultry and sensuous voice singing Brazilian music, which is always very disarming and just sort of, you know, it's alluring. She's amazing. So I think they both sound great on the CD.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to that. And when do you expect that to be released?
I think it's coming out the third week of July.
Oh, soon. Very soon. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. July. All right.
And Harvey, I don't have a new CD. There's a new compilation coming out in Japan, but my last two CDs were trio CDs. One was released in the States, and I'm going to begin a new CD probably in September, and it's going to be, I never really had a chance to travel after making all the Chameleon CDs, and I've gone to Japan and taken what I called my Chameleon band, and I think of myself as a chameleon, and I'm going to record in September a project called the Chameleon Band, and that's going to be my next effort, but presently I have nothing new, except, you know, three of my CDs, old CDs, were just released in Japan, so now, excuse me, in London. I have five new CDs out in London this month alone, Chuck, which is pretty wild.
Wow. five in a month, Harvey. That ain't bad, you know?
That's five. It's crazy. I don't know what that's, you know, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you'll probably be doing a lot of interviews when we get to Europe, man.
We'll see about that, yeah. That'd be fun.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. All right, well, let's get back to some music. Now, I want to ask each of you if you have a favorite on the CD, and I will play that. So, Harvey, do you have a favorite?
Well, you know, it's really hard for me to say that because I think initially I thought Let's Touch the Sky because it was such a departure from, it's so intricate and it's so deep, and not intricate, but it's just so deep and so inside, and I love that, but I've come to love Third Degree. I was listening to Nathan's song the other day, the Samba, Chuck. And
oh, I love
beautiful
that.
Song, man. We should play that as well. We have so many songs, we can't play them all. But I love a lot of songs on the CD, and it's hard to say, to really give a favor. But I'd say Third Degree is really goes over big live, and I understand why he has a lot of fresh energy. Chuck really stepped up and really gave us a poke in the side and made them all stand up to attention and play the song. And it really comes off live. People just love it. It gets standing ovation just on the song alone. So, and I have to give Radio credit because they chose this song as a single, which is a real departure from what you normally hear on Smooth Jazz Radio. And it's cool. It's a great song. It's one of my favorites to play. So I'll go with that. And then Let's Touch the Sky as well.
All right. Well, let's go with Third Degree from Let's Touch the Sky.
Thank you.
Wow is right. Is that why you were saying wow, Harvey?
Yes.
Wow is right.
Chuck was killing.
Chuck? Yes. Yes, indeed. That was good. That was so good. Okay, we have Mike on. Mike, can you hear me?
Okay, can you hear me? That's the question.
Yes.
Can
yes,
you hear me?
I can
okay,
hear
great.
You now. Okay. Sorry about
okay.
that.
That's okay. That's okay. How you guys doing tonight?
Great, Mike. How you doing?
I'm
very
doing
good,
fine.
Mike.
I can actually hear you guys, and you guys can hear me now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's definitely. Now, for future projects, are you guys looking at any other young singers out there to kind of come in and do something with in the future?
Well, you know, when it comes time to record, we'll probably get into thinking about that, but there's so many great singers out there and stuff that I'm hoping that Lizzie gets to do something with us. She's pretty amazing. So I'm prompting Chuck to have her get ready to sing You're My Thrill when we go to New York, if she can sit in.
Right, at one of the live gigs. That would be so cool.
Right. But,
okay.
I think we had Esperanza prior to her Grammy wins, which was very cool. No, not very many people knew her at the time. She sang on Alassi. I'm not sure if you were aware of that or not. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. No.
Mike, did you know that?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a beautiful song, too, on the previous record. But, you know, the problem with that was they had some other guitar player. I don't know who it was. But otherwise, you guys would have heard about it.
And speaking of which, how is Mr. Carlton doing?
I stay in touch with him from time to time. He's doing well. His ex-wife just recently died, I think, a couple of weeks ago, so he's probably dealing with that. But other than that, he's traveling and thriving as a solo artist on his own. Yeah.
And playing his butt off as usual.
Oh,
that's amazing.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that about his wife. Ex-wife. All right, Chuck, your favorite song on Let's Touch the Sky.
Okay, now, this is not, you know, it could look very much as though we were being polite or diplomatic here, but this is completely, and I've made my mind up before Harvey said anything about Third Degree, but More Than a Dream, from the very first time I heard it, was my favorite song. And still, it's just such an amazing composition. And the way it came together in the studio was amazing, too. And I want to mention one thing, too, that solo that Bob played on Third Degree, man, that's such a great solo.
Oh, yeah.
It's so memorable, right?
And your solo, too. They're all so good, man. You guys play incredible solos. The thing about your solos, too, they're deep and into the changes, but they're also so melodic, so memorable.
Oh, thanks, man. And that's, you know... But this tune, More Than a Dream, man, it's a beautiful romantic composition, but it's also deep harmony. It's got a lot of deep harmony and really sets the mood. You know, Harvey never comes up with song titles before. Usually the songs are called, you know, Foreplay 2010, number one, number two, number three, you know, stuff like that. And it's such an evocative song that we were coming up with a lot of titles and throwing them at Harvey, and finally ended up being called More Than a Dream. But I love that song.
Oh, thanks, Chuck.
Okay. Now, I got Norm just joined the chat room. He is from Mexico, and he says nobody loves Foreplay more in Mexico than he does.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. We're going to be in Colorado.
I'll say a quick shout-out in Spanish to answer that. Muchísimas gracias. Es un gran placer saber que la gente de México están escuchando nosotros. Sobre todo usted.
There you go, Norm. There you go. And he's also requested that we play Above and Beyond as well. I'm going to play that. And I'm sorry, Chuck, you were saying that Third Degree was your favorite, right?
No. I was saying More Than a Dream, which is a song that Harvey wrote, and that's my favorite.
All right, I'm going to play
that. Being said, you know, like, it's so hard to pick one out because I'm enamored of a lot of them. But, yeah, I would have to pick that one out.
All right, this is More Than a Dream.
Mm-hmm.
next one called Inspiration. It's an intro.
That is from Four Plays, Let's Touch the Sky CD. Very nice. That's
very
beautiful.
Nice. Yeah, very nice. Now, I do have a question for, I guess Harvey can mostly answer this one, because I don't think Chuck was not yet on yet. This was during that transition when, I guess, Chuck was going to be with the group. Now, you guys in Four Play don't normally use a saxophone player, but you guys had an opportunity last year to play with Kurt Whalum for a couple of shows. How would that transition in using Kurt in your shows, how did that affect the style and everything of the Four Play sound?
Well, you know, years ago when we formed the band, we vowed that we were going to be a sax free band because every band in smooth jazz was had a saxophonist. And we didn't want to sound like everyone else, even though I probably wouldn't sound the same anyway. But we haven't had and never considered having a saxophonist. But Chuck had a couple commitments when we first asked him to join the band, and he had to fulfill those. And so we had a couple engagements. And so we thought about who should we use. And we actually called Rittenour to fill in, and he was busy, couldn't do it. And then we said, if there was a saxophonist, we thought about it. We love Kirk Whalum. So we called him, and he was graciously accepted and learned all the music, came in and knew it by heart, and we had an absolute ball. It was an amazing time, and he played great. It was pretty amazing. And we had a great time. We thought about calling Chuck and going with saxophone from then on, but we already made it to Chuck. So I'm kidding.
Now, did that decision, did the fact that you guys didn't use a sax player, how did that affect you guys actually using a sax player for this new group dig?
It's a completely different situation than this is completely different. We're using an organ. There's no bassist, organ bass, and it's sort of a throwback, but with exciting, got some younger horn players. So Chuck can probably address that a little bit more, but it didn't affect the decision at all. We're just making music, and music is sort of like casting. When I make my CDs, as is Chuck, we think about who we might use to fulfill what we need, and it's like casting a movie. So in this particular band, as Chuck was the instigator for this and called most of the shots, he might want to address it, but that's my take on it.
Yeah, I think also, in a way, it's kind of good that it's so different in terms of lineup and instrumentation from Four Plays, since Harvey and I are both associated so closely with that band. So this is an opportunity to do something that does take a hard turn in a different direction. And in those organ bands that I mentioned earlier, from the 60s and 70s, a lot of them did have trumpet and saxophone in the front line along with guitar, organ, and drums. So it's kind of a traditional choice too, right, Harvey? I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. And the fact that the guys are younger but have the traditional playing, it's going to be very unique. And what better place to play this and preview this in Europe, where they're so accepting of this kind of music. So we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a ball.
Now, will you guys be doing a CD? Will Dig be doing a CD?
Well, like I said before, the lineup is featured, exactly the lineup that we're going to play with in Europe is featured on my new CD. But I'll tell you what, I think once we get out and play a bunch of gigs and hit the road, I certainly would love to go in, maybe not even in the studio, actually record a live show somewhere with the band once it becomes a well-oiled machine. That would be a blast. We're going to be pretty busy with Foreplay right after that. In fact, the day after we finish our tour in Europe, we're coming back and we're jumping right into a week-long engagement with Foreplay at the Blue Note in New York City. So things get pretty busy pretty quick.
Okay. All right. All right. I'm going to play Above and Beyond. This is Norm's request. Tell me about this one, Harvey.
I'm sorry to say I can't tell you about it until I hear it. I think it's a Bob song, isn't it? I think it's a Bob song.
Don't give away my royalties yet, Harvey. No, that's my tune.
Oh, yes. Okay, go ahead, Chuck. I was going to say Chuck would be better to talk about this one.
Actually, this is one of, one of the ones we did with the orchestra last year. And this one, just a quick little anecdote about it. When we went in to record the CD, I brought in four tunes. Each guy contributes two songs. I brought in four. And the guys really chose the most challenging tunes to record of the four that I wrote. And this is one of them. It's got a lot of different sections, a lot of interesting different textures and stuff. And, I'll let the music speak for itself.
Yeah, I love this song. I'm sorry, I didn't remember it as, but I'm horrible with titles. I didn't even know it was from the CD. I thought it was a Bob song from the CD. But now, of course, I remember the song. It's a great tune. Sure.
Okay, this is Above and Beyond.
Thank you.
Wow. Chuck, you are killing the guitar there. You're just killing it. Very nice.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Very nice.
Now I have one more last question for you guys. I know I'm not going to press this tray hat, but how do you guys feel about the jazz genre in terms of there's not that many groups like you guys? Everybody now is like a solo player. How do you feel about, you know, guys not getting together and forming groups and being a complete group for years, not just a package deal?
I think it's great.
Okay.
I think that they stay together. I think it's great that they don't stay together and they just doing a little package deal. And I think it's just incredible. Just a beautiful thing.
Okay, so you guys can be the only group.
Okay. If you get my drift.
Yeah.
I concur.
I mean, the number of guys have, I think there have been a couple of groups that have tried, but, you know, it really takes a special thing to be able to last 20 years and take special people, and it takes a commitment, and I think with Foreplay, we really, really love playing with each other. We love each other, actually, and there's a lot of deep respect, and we make, the music is just oozing out of us. There's so much we can do, and there's been a commitment there, so I think we're going to continue to do this for as long as we possibly can. And Chuck's now in the band. He's brought new, fresh blood, so we're looking at really just extending the career even more because he's bringing fresh, new ideas. So it takes a commitment. Not everybody, you know, everybody's just moving in different directions. And generally that happens with guitar players because we've had two guitar players leave, so I don't know what it is, but the bands, we stuck together, so that's all I can say.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I have a question from the chat room. Lori would like to know how you guys came about to be on Dave Carr's Mediterranean Cruise.
Chuck?
He hung up. I think we lost him.
Well, he just asked us to join him on the cruise. They try and get the artists that will attract people to come and buy the cruise and hang out. So they asked us if we would be one of the featured attractions on the cruise, and we thought it would be a great cruise because we could take our wives and go to the Mediterranean, and the water's great there, and so we're looking forward to it.
Okay.
In 2012,
right,
I believe, it's going to be a great cruise.
Yes. I think Chuck may have hit a dead zone, so we lost him because he is on the road. So hopefully he'll call back in. But we only have like 6 minutes left, so tell us, Harvey, where you guys are headed next.
I'm not looking at the schedule, but we're doing San Diego this weekend. We'll be doing the Hollywood Bowl, which is fun, 19,000 people. And then we're doing a winery in Temecula, which is very intimate, probably around 800-900 people, very intimate. Then we had, let's see, where do we go then? Then we're off a little while. And I head to Japan doing a project for about 14 days. And then Chuck and I go to Europe, and then we come back and we start the Blue Note. And then Foreplay is busy from July 26th to the end of the year. We're going to Kenya, we're going to Nairobi, we're going to South Africa, we're going to Cape Town, we're going to Johannesburg, we're going to Budapest, we're going to Turkey, we're going to Kiev, we're going to, oh my goodness, we're all over the place. I think South America's on the docket. We're really traveling pretty extensively.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And also for the East Coast lovers, like I said, you guys will be at Dakota Marin, and also you guys will be in the Richmond Jazz Festival at Maymont on, I think, August the 13th or the 14th.
Great.
So you guys will definitely be on the East Coast as well.
Oh, yeah, we hit the East Coast and D.C. and it's hard to memorize everything, but I just off the top of my head, we're going to be on the East Coast again. So I'm going to be in Connecticut.
This Friday, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say this Friday you'll be at Anthology, and then
this San Diego.
Weekend. And then this weekend you'll be at the Playboy Jazz Festival, June 11th and 12th.
The 12th we're at Thorn Winery. We just played the 11th at the Playboy Festival.
Got it. Okay. So just the 11th. So if you're in the area, stop by and check out Foreplay. Now, I have a request from the chat room. The ladies in the chat room would like for you, Harvey, to say their names, and that's Lori and Norm.
Really?
And Muse.
Hi, Lori. Hi, Norm. Hi, Muse. My longtime friend, Muse.
All right, and we just got Chuck back. Yes,
yeah.
That's okay, that's okay. We know you're on the road. So, gentlemen, let us know where we can find your music. Start with you, Chuck.
Well, you know, the best, most gratifying for us is when folks come to the show and pick up our CD there, because we get to meet and greet people and sign CDs and all that. That's fantastic. But, of course, nowadays, the Internet seems to be the place.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then Harvey?
I don't have any current CDs out, but you can still find the my ones that are a couple years old on the Internet, of course.
Okay.
Now, that leads me to one more question before we get you guys let you guys go. I know that, Harvey, you have two separate pages on Facebook, and Chuck, I think you have a couple as well. Now, how have you guys really got acclimated to using social media to get your music out there and really keep in touch with your fans?
Chuck?
Harvey? For me, you know, it's a blessing and a curse. I mean, it's fantastic, you know, because we have a direct line to our fans, and I think what's great about it is that it's a more personal way of interacting about the music, and the fans of this kind of music, I guess all kinds of music, but this kind of music, they take it really seriously. They want to know all about what we're doing and each day and what we're working on, new projects, where we're going to play and all that kind of stuff, and this is invaluable as a tool for keeping in touch with our fans and folks that are into the music. But it's a lot of work. It's like having another job. You know, you don't want to ignore people, and you don't want to leave people feeling dissatisfied or anything as well. And, but, you know, I think Harvey's probably the same for you. You know, my first Facebook page filled up real quick, and I added another one. And so between managing those two and tweeting on Twitter and all the regular stuff we have to do, it's quite a daunting task. But you see, what's amazing is that the reaction you get, it's not just what we were used to before, where you would go out and play around the States and maybe in Europe stuff. You know, we're getting contacted by people from as far-flung places as Ukraine and China and Indonesia and Australia and South Africa and Mexico, and that part of it is really just so inspiring to know that the music is reaching so many far distant corners of the world.
Yeah.
All right.
I agree.
Now,
and
Chuck,
we went to China. We went to Shanghai last year, which was great, and headlined a festival there, which was amazing as well. But and answering your question, yes, it really takes a lot of time, and I've employed a marvelous internet person from Seattle, Muse. And she's been helping me out for
job.
A few years now. She does a great job. When I'm working, I send pictures. I did some Benson sessions this week, and I send pictures, and she posts them. And she takes care of that, helps me out tremendously with that, you know, answers emails and sends them to me and keeps me on it, makes me send replies, and she's on it all the time. Seems like she's on the Internet 24 hours a day. So she's invaluable as far as my my interaction on the Internet, and I'd highly recommend her to anybody that's looking to have someone take care of their business, because she takes care of mine. I think I have two or three pages and a fan page and does my MySpace, and I also have an Internet, my regular HarveyMason.com as well, which is pretty spiffy. So,
okay. Okay. Now, Chuck, are you on Twitter?
I am, yeah.
Okay, what is your
probably,
Twitter? Is it just...
It's just Chuck Loeb.
Okay.
I don't think there's a space in between, but it's a pretty interesting thing. I didn't really get it at first, but now I think it's a pretty cool thing. And sometimes when you have to get stuff, really get to the essence of the message that you want to send in 140 characters, you know, it's pretty interesting to do. You just don't want to ever go where this congressman Anthony Weiner went with it.
Oh, I know. Isn't that something? Oh, my God.
He said he didn't do it. He said it was a prank.
No, he came clean. He came clean today, man. He came
did he,
clean
did he
today.
Really?
Yep.
Yes, he did.
He came clean today?
Yes, he did.
What did he say?
He fessed up.
He admitted posting the pictures.
Well, he said that the pictures were of him, but he's not saying that he sent them, though.
No, tonight he admitted it. He admitted that he posted them and he sent them. After all this time of saying that somebody hacked his Twitter account, now he admits that he was the one that posted the pictures.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
That oh, that's crazy. Silly.
That is just crazy.
I was believing
that's just crazy.
I was believing
yeah.
it. Oh, wow.
No. No, I don't believe him. In politics, no, I don't believe that. Okay. Well, we lost Chuck again, and we are out of time. So, Harvey, I'm going to say goodbye to you, and thank you so much again for joining us. We really appreciate and love having you guys on.
Yes, definitely.
I had a ball, Mike, and listen, this is great, and I really enjoy it. Let's do it again, and hope to see you guys live somewhere along the line. Make sure all the fans let us know that you're around, and we'd love to meet you. A lot of times we sign afterwards, so make sure you come up and say hi.
We definitely
okay.
will.
We definitely will. Yes, definitely will. And say goodbye to Chuck for us as well. I'm sorry, he must have hit another dead zone, so that's okay.
Right.
That's all right. All right. Well, you have a great evening and safe travels out there on the road.
Great. Let's do it again.
All right, Harvey. All right.
Bye-bye.
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 Good night. Harvey Mason and Chuck Lowe of 4Play. Check out their music. Let's Touch the Sky is 4Play's a new CD. Chuck Loeb's CD is coming out in July, Plain and Simple. You can check that out when that arrives. And hit them up on Facebook. Join Harvey's community page on Facebook. Chuck is on Facebook as well. You can follow Harvey on Twitter at Harvey Loeb. And you can follow Chuck on Twitter at Chuck Loeb. And Harvey Mason on Twitter, Harvey Mason. On Twitter. All right. Thank you for joining us. You have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds. We are not on this weekend. We will be back on Monday, June 13th with Paul Taylor, and then Friday, June 17th with Nick Colleone. So join us then. Again, you have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds, and we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Until then, keep it smooth.